Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 253. How are you doing, Lily? Hello. Remember when we used to say our name?
Yeah, I used to say, like, I'm Lily Marston here with Jesse Smiles, and...
Yeah, why did we stop doing that?
I don't know. I think we just assumed we had no new viewers and everyone already knew who we were.
Oh my God, that's so pompous. I don't like it.
If you're new here, I'm Lily, that's Jesse. Oh my God, and we used to do, like, the cheesy Disney ones, too, occasionally.
We did. We've really fallen off the wagon.
I know.
Anyway, hi guys. Good old episode today. We've got wedding content, okay? And if you don't like it, you can scram.
I feel okay? Like not all the wedding content is the same. So to say you don't like the wedding content is kind of a blanket statement for a very widespread subject.
Yes, but also none of it is the same. I mean, some of it, okay, maybe, but like literally think of the things we've covered. We've covered everything from like makeup disasters, mm-hmm. then the wedding crashers, mm-hmm. the people that literally crashed those people's wedding.
The one that was the makeup disaster, but it wasn't even really a makeup disaster. It was that she turned into a content creator.
It was like a personality disaster. Yeah, it was just a mess. And then today we're doing something about, essentially it was a scam where someone lied to a photographer to get them to do something for free. So very different. You know, it's not the same. We need to give wedding content a chance. I love it.
I feel like it's the main like overarching theme, but different topics underneath.
Yes. Do you want to start with that or our horribly upsetting topic? Or should we just end with the horribly upsetting topic and then we could do the we love the internet and then leave?
Yeah, that. I think that.
Okay. I will say that our researcher has a little message for y'all. She says, and I quote, "This topic was posted last week on the podcast Reddit, so the Reddit girlies can stop saying that we just take topics from Marky. This topic was on our radar before he posted yesterday." She's very serious about it.
Okay, Have we even been covering that many things that Marky has covered?
Truth be told, I think the hot air balloon was something that he had covered.
Oh, I mean, like he covered the book thing, but I also feel like we just covered the same things because it's like everyone was talking about the book thing.
Well, that's the thing. So Marky has a very, and I mean, sometimes we do and we'll say it. We'll be like, thank you, Marky, for like, you know, showing us this, whatever. But a lot of the times, like we do cover similar things, which is like the dumbest TikTok drama you could find. We like that. And so does he. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, there's overlap there. It's not like there's a ton to choose from. So like we don't steal from Marky and he doesn't steal from us, vice versa. Like, no.
Yeah. Like, thank you for the topic. Oh, but this wasn't even from him. It was from the Reddit.
No, this was not. So. This was from the Reddit. Yeah, it was a hot topic. People really wanted us to cover it. So here we are, okay, on our own volition.
Now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah, so now that that's off our chest, we can proceed with this story, which is quite interesting because there's an aspect of this that I guess I didn't know was a thing. And so let's talk about it. So there's a couple characters that we need to meet here. There's Katie, who does cakes, and then Becca, who's a wedding photographer. And apparently there is a thing called styled shoots. And I guess it's when people like almost like pretend they're having a wedding so that photographers, cake decorators, whoever can like almost practice their craft or get exposure through social media or just like trial run a wedding, essentially. You know what I mean?
It was like without the pressure of like ruining someone's.
Exactly. Yeah.
Day.
Yeah. Becca's going to talk about that in a second, but she basically says like, you know, weddings are just what you get that one shot. That's pretty much it. If you miss it, you miss the shot. With styled shoots, like the first kiss, quote unquote, you can double do that and like try to get it right so that you can have it for your portfolio or whatever. It turns out that's not what this was. That's what they thought it was, but it's not what it turned out to be.
I've said this in the past that the reason I would never ever have gotten into the wedding industry in terms of like filming or taking pictures, that would make me way too nervous. It's too much pressure. What if I screwed it up?
Yeah. I mean, I've even thought, I know like our cameras, for instance, have like double memory cards, so you can do it on both and you have like a backup one. I know a lot of photographers do that, but something as simple as that, I'm like, oh, I would definitely fuck up your wedding.
Oh yeah. No, it's not even about like the footage getting corrupt. It's like, what if your camera malfunctioned and you just like couldn't take the picture when they were...
True. And as we know, technology is not our friend. Technology betrays us constantly.
Always at the worst time.
It says on screen, when you do a cake for a styled shoot, only to realize after that it's a real wedding and you just did a wedding cake for free. It says, for weddings, bakers drop off their cakes, set them up, and leave early in the day before most wedding-related things start happening. For a styled shoot, it would have been agreed upon in advance to use a real cake for cake cutting photos and content. And yes, those involved usually provide their goods/services for free or, at most, at cost because it's a marketing situation. So I guess sometimes whoever's like coordinating it might pay for like supplies and stuff if it requires it. So please believe the professional here as she tells you what happened and that she was taken advantage of. She is not remotely to blame, which I mean, I wouldn't have assumed she was at all. Like that was not my first thought. This is one of the comments, I guess, questioning her. It says it was definitely wrong of them to deceive you to get a free cake. However, pricing drastically changes when you mention it's for a wedding. So I get where they were going with it, but it should not have been a free cake. And I'm like, okay, I get what. So what they're saying is like, have you ever heard of like, don't tell someone something's for a wedding? Because then they'll charge you triple.
Yeah.
So they're just like, well, I get why they didn't tell you that it was a real wedding. But there's a big difference between saying, oh, this is for a random party at my house. I just want it to be white. Leave me alone. And being like, this is a styled shoot, like photo for photo type situation exchange.
I get where they were going with it to scam them. Like,
I have to say, I don't get where they were going with it, but I do understand in a weird, convoluted way what the commenter was trying to say. Like, just being like, weddings are so much more expensive for no reason. But Katie says, if pricing is different because it's a wedding cake, it's because we've spent way more time communicating or decorating or delivering. We don't just jack up prices for fun.
Yeah, I feel like for cake specifically, probably not. I feel like for like some event planner situations and like maybe florist and stuff,
I could see that being super fucking annoying. No, but even with a cake situation, like, don't you do the tastings? And then what if they like specify things and then they change it? Because you know, it's like weddings change
and they want like their little custom bride and groom and stuff. Regardless, if there is a customer that is paying for a cake, then I think it would be different. But it's that she did the cake for free.
She did the cake for free, correct. And then after she posted this, because I remember actually seeing that, like people were sending me the link to that. And I was like, okay, I mean, that's awful, but I don't really know what else to say. Like, unless she gets on camera and has more details or something, like that sucks. And sorry, queen. But it turns out Becca, the photographer, said, I shall enter the chat. And so she made this little video, actually multiple.
Let me tell you a little story about a content day that I went to that ended up being an actual wedding. I showed up and did what I normally do. I put my whole heart into it. As soon as I got there, something felt a little off. The organizer of the content day was in bridal attire. And I thought to myself, is she getting married? I then let the day happen because I'm not going to just make a fit someone's wedding day. I can't. That's just not my style.
Am I wrong in thinking like I would just turn around and like pretend I didn't even see anybody?
Yeah, I was like,
I wouldn't even get out of the car.
Not my style. I mean, it's not my style to be working for free.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely do fear I would pretend that I couldn't make it and just like go in the parking lot and just drive by and that's it.
I mean, I'd probably not approach her immediately, but I would probably approach other people and be like, wait a second.
Where are we right now?
Is this a real wedding? I thought like, was I wrong in thinking this was a content day? And then if they all agreed, I think we would group approacher.
Oh yeah, like a gang. Love that.
Shooting, and I thought, you know what, maybe I'm misunderstanding, maybe something just wasn't communicated. Then it was the vows and the walk down the aisle and the legal signing of the marriage documents.
You don't even have to do that on your wedding day. That's so insane that they're like, let's just make sure they know this is literally a wedding.
Like, I know Jocelyn did, but
also, some people do it, but a lot of people do it before.
Also, it wasn't like at the church. Like, I mean, I guess it depends on how a lot of weddings and the reception and the ceremony are at the same place. Even still, like, there's usually like then a cocktail hour in between.
And right.
Basically, what I was getting at is Jocelyn's weren't signing their thing until like the end of the reception or like in the middle of the reception.
Yeah. And from what I do understand, I think this was ceremony only. Because it was an elopement. It wasn't like a traditional wedding.
Oh, so there wasn't a party after. But then where was the cake for?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just ate it right after. I'm very confused about this wedding in general. Lots of questions.
Were there guests?
A few. Yeah, just a few family members. You know, like witnesses and stuff for an elopement.
Okay.
I don't think it was like 100 guests and like it wasn't like a traditional wedding. So maybe that's why she didn't get out of the car. Because she low-key was like, oh, this might be the thing. And she's like, oh, I don't think this is the thing. I think this is.
Yeah, I guess I was just more like she's describing like the walk down the aisle, the vows, the signing the paper. I'm like, those all are taking place like over the course of a period of time. Like, I feel like that's not all just like back, back, back.
Yeah, I think she was there for quite a while. And she did. I mean, I'll give it to her, you know, your integrity and shit. Like she took the pictures, you know, and she did her best.
But she's not giving them to her. So.
No, but I might have done that. I might have done like, let me do my best work and then hold it hostage and be like, listen, you little bitch. You either give me money or I'm burning your pictures, putting a freaking spell
but
on you.
But I don't even know if that would have been like, I probably would have stayed and taken the pictures too, but not because I was going to give them to her. It's because, well, no, I went for a content day to get pictures.
Yeah.
So
for
like,
herself.
I'm already
yeah,
here.
For sure.
This wasn't a content day. This was a wedding. And I wasn't, and I just realized that I shot a wedding for free. I was told that this was a free content day. It was like invite only, yada, yada, yada. The venue that I shot at, stunning. I always wanted to shoot there, so I hopped right on it. But I also didn't take on work for those days, turned down a wedding and a maternity shoot so that I could do this content day. I told the organizer that I am not providing the photos without compensation, and I also still feel that I should be compensated for my time and my travel, and I have been told that I will not be compensated.
I mean, I'm not completely surprised that she wouldn't compensate her if she's not giving her the pictures.
No, I'm not surprised, but also like, okay, bitch, then your plan is foiled. You don't get pictures. Like, so you had multiple people there on your wedding, and now you just have a bunch of pissed off vendors who either are refusing to fulfill the service or like, what is it? I don't know. What is so pointless?
I'm confused, especially with the photographer. Like the cake, maybe it's like they ate it before she realized that it was.
And I don't think they do show it. I wish they would have showed like what the proposal was or like, you know, maybe the initial post or something that was calling for this. Cause I'm like, could there have been a misunderstanding or is this just a scam? I'm wondering if she like weirdly worded like, you get to shoot a wedding and I get to get married. You know what I mean? But in like a sneaky way. Thoughts?
But
I don't know.
No, I just feel like how sneaky could it be though? One, because it's an actual wedding, but two, and then if you weren't going to be able to get the pictures and stuff afterwards, then what would be the point?
I know. No, but I could totally picture it like some shit like that in my local mom's group where it's like, do you need photos for your portfolio? Well, I have the most amazing wedding venue. Like, come and get it. I don't know. Like, just like an advertisement that seemed like a content. I don't know. This is complete speculation. Again, I wish I would have seen it, but yeah.
Or anything except for my travel, which is peanuts. I'm telling this story because one, photographers, protect your time. Don't let people steal your time. Your work is valuable. You're valuable. Your time is valuable. You deserve to be compensated. Styled shoots require clarity and for all the information to be provided, not for some surprise. Oh, I organized it. And oh yeah, I'm also actually getting married today. This is an actual elopement. Weddings, which this was, require compensation, period.
Yeah, I agree with that. We do have a comment from a girly on the subreddit that said, this happened to me when I first started my floral business. I was so choked. I made 18 centerpieces for free, only to find out it was her wedding, not a wedding expo where, quote, a bunch of wedding professionals will be. She was a photographer too, so I trusted her. I never did call her out on it though, because I was too new to the industry and was nervous, just blocked her and moved on. And I'm like, dude, I think that this might be happening a lot more than anyone could realize. And I cannot say that I'm surprised. I feel like people look at any sort of craft like that, makeup artistry. Like when I used to do makeup, it was like, you're charging me $70. It was like, why would you do that? And I wash it off at the end of the day. I'm like, bitch, I have to drive to you and like I lug all my shit, clean it all after you. It's a product that's very expensive. And then That's not even including like my craft and like what you're paying me to do on your face. Like, hello. It's very confusing.
For sure. And that's any kind of service that you provide where it is more of a creative aspect, like even with editing. When you first start out,
do
have to do things for a discounted rate or for free a lot of the time. But that is solely to be able to build your portfolio so then you can get paying jobs.
Yeah, but even then, I feel like people lowball editors all the time. Like, it's just like,
Oh, for sure.
Like, that will take you an hour? Like, and it's like, okay, yeah, sure.
It's the people that are not in the field that you're in have no idea how it works and they don't know what goes into it.
Yeah.
And they'll like look at fucking rates on like Fiverr and be like, why won't you do it for $15?
So that's a whole other thing, the Fiverr thing, where it's just like, if someone wants to accept something and that's what they're willing to do, that doesn't reflect the entire industry or like what should be the norm necessarily. And I feel like—
But it does hurt it.
It does hurt it a little bit. I will agree with that. I think that it's even the same. I know this is kind of a dumb comparison, but like with influencers, like I have friends on TikTok that have been quote unquote hurt by newer influencers accepting super low brand deals. It reminds me of like when like the coldest water bottle came on the scene. Do you remember everyone had the coldest water bottle on like the, when they were filming a video, especially mukbangers like Nikocado Avocado had it. Everybody, if you remember the coldest water bottle, you know,
I don't drink water.
No, but it wasn't about that. It's like the product placement was fucking batshit. Well, anyway, they messaged me once and offered me $200 to give them multiple videos where the coldest water bottle would not only be verbally featured but would be clearly visible in the entire video. And I'm like, who the fuck is accepting this? Nikocado Avocado, people like that, like people who did it. And then they were just like, oh, you don't like that? Well, bye. I do think though, like specifically in this industry, like I could see it how like you used to like exchange getting your hair done for an Instagram post or something. If that makes sense for that person, then period. And I think that that's good. I think that my hair lady would tell me to go fuck off. And I don't think that, you know, followers and stuff is what she's after. And I don't think it's like necessarily lucrative in this area. Although I will say, I have people messaging me on Instagram like, I'm gonna drive, I know there was a one girl in specific that's like, I'm driving 2 hours to go see your nail lady. You know what I mean? Like, I do think that it can be lucrative, but I also think that like, it's not for everyone. And if you don't feel like your service and that is like a good mix, then fuck, don't do it.
For sure. But unfortunately, the nature of a lot of these businesses is that they're word of mouth.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if you're not gaining immediate customers from it, and you are getting a following, then when someone else looks at your page and sees that you have a following, it legitimizes you a little more, even though that's kind of stupid and doesn't really. Having more of a social presence definitely is a
currency valuable nowadays,
these days.
Yeah.
So I think that a lot of the time people do get scammed too. And it's like, I did have my hairdresser, it was in exchange for a while, but we haven't done that in years since I was actually relevant on Instagram. Like, she got like 20,000 followers in a few weeks.
Yeah.
When you get to a certain point, or if that doesn't make sense to you, or if you just like need money and it's like, okay, that's not going to pay my bills and that takes a lot of time.
That's the thing.
Then I understand not doing it. But it's interesting to hear like our viewer commenting on that Reddit, because she says like where a bunch of wedding industry professionals would be. I would imagine that would be a really good networking event.
For sure.
So like that would be one of the biggest like draws to being
doing
it.
That makes sense too.
So you're also building your portfolio, but you're going to meet people that say someone is getting married and they meet with, I don't know if there's event planners there or if it's like a cake person. And then the cake person's like, by the way, do you have a florist? I have this person. That's great.
Dude, seriously, there is, especially like if you make friends with event planners and stuff and then they use you exclusively. I feel like that's why people and vendors do wedding expos. Like, have you ever seen one of those expos? Just like a bunch of fucking tables.
This almost sounds like the same kind of vibe as that, where it's like all getting together to share each other's services, but then it benefits each of them individually as well.
Yeah.
Just on a different, smaller scale.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, apparently the plot thickens because the bride sent Becca a cease and desist, which I love. Love those. I will say a little heartbroken at the lack of showing us. You know, we deserve to indulge in it.
Oh, we don't get
to
see the cease and desist?
We don't get to see it. No, she talks about it.
Damn it.
I know, Becca. I know. I will say, though, Becca has commented on people like Marky, who did cover this, his video, like thanking him for the support and stuff. So we're not here to rag on you, Becca. We do love you and support you.
Oh, no. We're just upset because we never get cease and desist.
And we're little goblins, okay? That's really it.
And because they can be so funny. Awful.
Oh, yes. And that.
Let me tell you a story about a styled shoot that turned into a wedding that turned into a cease and desist. Hi, my name is Becca Melko, and I am a photographer based in Ontario. And I'm about to tell you a story about something that has affected me both personally and professionally. A couple of weeks ago, something was presented to me as a styled shoot. I've seen these styled shoots done in the industry before, and this is something that I wanted to try. I approached the opportunity with the generosity and openness that I bring to every single shoot I have. Styled shoots are staged events, generally weddings, and there's a lot of benefits to photographers. It can be social media exposure, coaching, just practice. What I was most looking forward to was the coaching to hone my craft. It was a free event, so I was like, why not? As a wedding photographer, the bride and the groom expect you to capture unique events. You only get one shot. During styled shoots, you get multiple shots. You get time to do the first kiss multiple times, things like that, so that you know exactly what to do. Except when I arrived at this event, it wasn't a styled shoot at all, it was a wedding. There was a legal marriage license, there were guests expecting a wedding, a couple family members and friends, and nothing was repeated. It was a wedding. I didn't agree to shoot a wedding. I left the event shaken and confused, and it wasn't until the next morning until the weight of what happened hit me, and I realized that I shot a wedding for free. I had turned down paying clients for the experience of a styled shoot, and that's not what I got. I gave my creativity, emotions, and time to something that I never consented to. When I shared my story publicly to warn my community, I was met with a cease and desist letter. It wasn't just a cease and desist letter. It was a cease and desist letter that said, accuse me of saying things that I never said.
Well, wait, also, did she ever name the bride?
No, never showed the pictures, never named
shut
her.
Shut the fuck up.
You know what? There's so many people that I feel like do shit like this, especially with cease and desist, because I'm convinced that everybody gets the same one off of fucking Google, puts it into Adobe Acrobat and goes to town. Like, it is just the fucking same bullshit.
95% of them these days, I don't think come from a lawyer.
I mean, allegedly, right? None of them do. Like, I feel like it's very rare
even
that you'll see
one.
Even
the ones that do don't seem like they did.
No, exactly. Now, this next part, though, is very giving Janet. And I love it. I mean, I don't love it for her, but, you know, just saying.
The letter was addressed to only me, but the lawyer who sent it CC'd all the other vendors on the email. While accusing me of defamation, the letter also accused me of several false accusations and broadcast that to 8 other people.
That's fucked up. But isn't that very Janet? Let's CC your neighbor and your neighbor, the guy who cuts your neighbor's lawn, and
the
you
person
know,
I
barber.
Think is your mom that yeah. isn't.
Very, very Janet coded. I will say maybe the cease and desist is absolutely allegedly fake since you asked. Like, it would have been done to stop her from putting out photos and from going further because she was probably scared of that. I'm assuming.
She didn't even identify the venue she was at.
I know, she's not even showing us the cease and desist. Like, she's like a good, she's too good for you. Because me, as for me, I would have shown it.
I mean, and honestly, it probably did what people like allegedly Janet do and why they use cease and desist. It's for intimidation.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what a cease and desist is. And that's why they
you just need to know that
so
they're
much.
Not actually intimidating. They're,
and they
like,
don't matter.
Bullshit,
and they're bullshit. Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, something was presented to me as a styled shoot. I've seen these styled shoots done in the industry before, and this is something that I wanted to try. I approached the opportunity with the generosity and openness that I bring to every single shoot I have. Styled shoots are staged events, generally weddings, and there's a lot of benefits to photographers. It can be social media exposure, coaching, just practice.
What I was most looking forward to was the coaching to...
Question, who would be coaching?
I think there was multiple photographers, from what I understand.
That's even weirder.
Not really. When you think of like
a wedding... Is she just hoping that like one of them would eventually give the pictures?
No. I'm saying like weddings usually have like second shooters even. So it would have like one person shoot, like at least two people shooting. So I feel like for a styled shoot, it would make sense that
it's like you hire one and then the photographer brings a second shooter or an assistant.
No, yeah, but I'm saying for like a styled shoot, if there's multiple, like it's not a foreign idea to work with another photographer. I feel like the way she's describing it, it's obviously beneficial in some way if there's other wedding photographers that can like give you tips or like, I don't know, just tell you how they do it.
For sure, if there were other ones there, I just didn't know that that was the case.
I think there was. Okay. Yeah.
It was a free event, so it's like, why not? As a wedding photographer, the bride and the groom expect you to capture unique events. You only get one shot. During styled shoots, you get multiple shots. You get time to do the first kiss multiple times, things like that, so that you know exactly what to do. Except when I arrived at this event, it wasn't a styled shoot at all. It was a wedding. There was a legal marriage license. There were guests expecting a wedding, a couple family members and friends, and nothing was repeated. It was a wedding. I didn't agree to shoot a wedding. I left the event shaken and confused, and it wasn't until the next morning until the weight of what happened hit me and I realized that I shot a wedding for free. I had turned down paying clients for the experience of a styled shoot, and that's not what I got. I gave my creativity, emotions, and time to something that I never consented to. When I shared my story publicly to warn my community, I was met with a cease and desist letter. It wasn't just a cease and desist letter, it was a cease and desist letter that said, accused me of saying things that I never said. The letter was addressed to only me, but the lawyer who sent it CC'd all the other vendors on the email. While accusing me of defamation, the letter also accused me of several false accusations and broadcast that to 8 other people that I'm in the wedding industry with. This letter hurt me and upset me. And it felt like it was a way to scare me and to dissuade any of the other vendors from sharing their stories too. The letter demanded that I take down my story, do a public apology, and
a public apology to who? The person you never mentioned? That makes zero sense.
That is completely a fake cease and desist and just an intimidation tactic because she knows that you have her picture. She know, like, she's probably just scared and that's it. But you can literally suck my ass. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
I feel like at the very least they could have said, like, cease and desist any further posts about the event and like, I mean, that still would have been bullshit, but it's like, you haven't named her, you didn't show any pictures, you didn't even say the venue. There's no way anyone would be able to figure out who you were talking about.
That's why I'm like, oh, fuck, I almost wish we had the bride's version of it, not because I believe that she's in the right in any way, shape or form, but like, I want to see what her defense is. Like, I want to see what she thinks she agreed to with these people. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, what reasoning would you have? And why would you want them to make another video apologizing when they didn't name you the first time? So now that's just asking. Yeah. It makes no sense.
But before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor, and that's Rocket Money.
If you're unfamiliar, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Yeah, it's amazing because you could see all your subscriptions in one place. And if you're like me and forget that you subscribe to something sometimes more than once, or if you're also like me and your child subscribes to stuff that you're unaware of,
oh my God,
this helps you know exactly where your money's going.
Although I do not have any children, I just feel like there's a little troll in my house that signs up for things. And then I'm like, damn it, who signed up for that? Oh, wait, it was me. So yeah, I usually have to use Rocket Money like once a month because I sign up for so many free trials that I plan on canceling and then I don't. So I have to clear it out regularly.
And one of my favorite features of Rocket Money is actually their help with budgeting. So they have this entire dashboard that keeps all of your spending on track. It categorizes everything, shows you how much you spend monthly, weekly, compares it to previous months. It's super helpful and has helped me get on track with finances in a way that I definitely would not have been able to do on my own. And Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features.
So cancel your unwanted subscriptions today and reach your financial goals faster by downloading the Rocket Money app and then entering our show name, Do We Know Them, in the survey so they know that the girlies sent you.
Again, download the Rocket Money app and let them know that the girlies sent you. And thank you so much to Rocket Money for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
And this was all within 7 days. I refused because I did retell facts, and that is not defamatory. Now listen, what's really messed up is as...
And it's also not defamatory because you didn't mention anyone's name.
Regardless of that, even if she had been like, this is the fucking place. I mean, I don't know. I don't even feel like she said anything that bad.
Yeah, defense to defamation is the truth.
Yeah.
If she was saying exactly the information that she had been presented, that she was led to believe this was a content day and it wasn't. But again, I'm so confused of like, why would you do... Anyway.
As an unrepresentative creative, receiving a cease and desist letter with case law is... terrifying. It makes you shit your pants.
Shouldn't be. I mean, I get it, but it should not be terrifying. Fuck them. That means nothing. And like, she's not going to sue you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you're watching, Becca, then rest assured, you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Speaking for people being sued in federal court for defamation of character, you have nothing. This is complete bullshit.
And we did explicitly name the person that we were talking about. We also called her Janet afterwards, which she did not like, but you know, we did put her name.
She tried to sue us for that. It didn't work. But yeah, no.
But you didn't name anyone. There wouldn't even be like a reasonable expectation that someone could possibly figure out who you were talking about.
Yeah, and also, more than likely, this is not a real lawyer. And if it is, it's like a family friend. Like, this is not real.
And also, it's very unprofessional that they would CC all of the other vendors, but only direct it to you. That almost feels like a mistake. Right. Like, they want to go to...
No, it feels like they wanted to shame her.
I guess, but it's like, I mean, Janet did it, I guess. So I'm like, is that something you do? Like you send cease and desist to just like related parties?
Oh, I could totally see it happening because I almost wonder too, if they CC'd the rest of the vendors, I almost wonder if they were trying to send the message of like,
don't make a
nobody
video.
Get any ideas. Y'all don't do this. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they were trying to intimidate everyone at once or embarrass her. And I don't feel like they did any of that. So it was pointless. So there's a comment on this by somebody named Dorothy May. And it says, I saw on Cake and Kale, who's the first person that we watched, the person who brought the cake thinking that it was a styled shoot. I saw on Cake and Kale's post, someone asked if the point was to get content and you got content, why does it matter? Which is something that Lily brought up as well. And they continue on to say, it just comes down to lying and being in the industry. And when they asked if you added a quote wedding tax, once you found out that's not what this was, I don't understand people that think that they should have a business and be paid, but don't expect to give that same respect to other businesses, especially small business.
I'm confused what that all means.
Yeah, I don't know what the end part means, if I'm being honest. I do agree with the fact that like it does come down to just like you're being dishonest. If I wanted to agree to do that and shoot your wedding for free so that I could have free pictures and like use them for whatever, then that's the agreement. But that's not what we agreed to.
I did bring up that I'm like, well, if you're getting pictures still for your portfolio, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But I think it does change it when you thought that you were going to be getting the pictures in a much different setting where it was not a high stress, you need to get this one moment that's not being repeated, when you thought you were going to work like openly with other photographers. You weren't going to have to be quiet during vows or anything. Kind of like a workshop situation. Okay, now Becca mentions there were multiple photographers shooting the wedding for the styled shoot.
And when I retained a lawyer and he went over
letter.
Girl, oh my God, you didn't have to retain a lawyer.
We could have been your lawyer, Becca. We would have told you, girl, take that cease and desist, print it out onto toilet paper and wipe your ass with it because it's bullshit. Literally, believe me, that person's not going to be litigious when the internet's on her ass and you have her pictures.
And they have no case.
You know what I mean? Like, you could blast her.
I'm almost like, did we miss a video? Did you name her?
No, we didn't. I fear we might not have.
Yeah.
And but listen, I do
want to
say, I understand if you've never been threatened in this way. Like, it's scary as fuck, but like, maybe we're a little desensitized to it. It's so bullshit.
Also, even before we were sued twice, the reason any of that even came about is because that is the reaction we had to reading cease and desist. And that's why we felt so passionate about it, because we were like,
yeah, we did always giggle
this
at them.
Yeah. This is not real.
Well, I mean, even Chelsea has her first cease and desist ever that was sent to her by one of the biggest MLMs ever, Monet.
Yeah.
It's like framed in the back of her videos. Mm-hmm. Like, she just framed it and put it there. I just feel like they're bullshit for the most part. I feel bad that she spent money on a lawyer, honestly.
Yeah, I
get
that's
why,
I said. I feel
but
so bad.
It sucks.
The case law didn't exist.
Shut I'm so dead. Up. I'm so dead. Yeah,
that's
I mean,
giving
Well, you see, we told you. I mean, we didn't tell her. We should have told you. You should have DM'd us, Becca. You didn't even know we existed. But
honestly,
really
should
sad.
Have fed it into ChatGPT and asked.
You know, that thing do be messing up, though. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know if this lawyer used AI and it fabricated a case law because
I'm
I couldn't
so
imagine.
It's like we're predicting the next part of
know,
everything she
like,
says.
That's
I'm
actually
scared.
Really funny because that could have happened.
A lawyer could've. Would ever use a false case law to intimidate someone. I have since talked to many other photographers and vendors in my industry trying to see if I've been overreacting, and it's been a unanimous no. I have not shared all the images because the trade was a styled shoot for the photos. I didn't get a styled shoot. No coaching, no repetition, just several photographers shooting a wedding. Shooting a wedding without compensation, may I add. This is a story about boundaries and the costs of what enforcing them does. Some people will try and sneak past them. I am not here to bully or to shame or anything of that. I'm here to stand up for myself. I want to encourage other creators to stand up for themselves too. And I wanted to thank everyone for the support. I really appreciate it.
She's so nice. Also, you're not shaming anyone. You still haven't even named her.
Becca, I hereby, as the queen of crashing out, I feel like I can give you permission. Just crash out, girl. Show all the pictures. Fuck it. Just let's go balls to the wall. Print them out.
You own
put
the
them
pictures.
On a wall. Throw darts at them. Crazy.
You didn't sign a contract. There's no reason you can't share them.
Those pictures are hers. Like, literally, legally hers.
And there was no reasonable expectation of privacy because she invited you to the wedding to take pictures.
Correct. You were not like a trespasser. I say go buck wild. I say let's get crazy. I say let's get messy.
And thoughts? Also, doubles is getting your work out there for some exposure. Put watermarks all over them so she can't use them. Though.
Right. I do feel though, like in some weird roundabout way, this did get her some promotion without being too messy, which is like a good look for your business, obviously.
Yeah.
And so it's like, period. Especially if it's like cathartic to like share it online and have people support you and like understand you're not insane.
For sure.
Plus, people learn about your business and your photography, period. Win-win.
And hopefully you did get some good shots, even if there wasn't repetition or coaching and stuff. You still got some practice, so.
Okay, well, that's pretty much it. And I know that was like a short, kind of random topic, but you're going to wish that it was longer and that we didn't have to go into the second one in just a minute. Because if you haven't heard about the next person we're going to talk about, I'm so sorry to introduce her to your life. And I kind of had to think about it for a second and be like, this is what people like this want. Exactly. Yeah. And then I thought, okay, first of all, I don't exactly think this is the type of person that most of our audience would run to go subscribe to or follow. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think it's that. But I do think it's worth talking about this extreme level of rage bait and how it's so unsustainable and how this cannot be lucrative in any way that makes any sense for her. So I'm genuinely just trying to figure out why this person does this.
Well, and she's not unique in that situation. Like,
no, she's female Joey Salads, basically. Like, it's just like, what is happening?
I'm not really familiar with what Joey Salads used to do.
I'm gonna leave it that way and not mention anything else. You live in peace, queen.
And not to be like such a boomer about it. And we've talked about it in much more minor circumstances, but that like all people care about these days, it seems like, is being famous, going viral, and then making money because they think that the latter two equal money and success, which we've always said, temporary money maybe, but again, non-sustainable. She is like the epitome of that entire problem with society right now.
She is brain rot. She is like literally the worst of the internet. I feel like when boomers look at TikTok, they think it's just this almost.
Literally. Like, why I felt like, I feel like a boomer worst. Saying this, but like, she is literally what like old people look at and go, that's what's wrong with this generation.
And low-key, they ate with that because she is. No, what's wrong with this like, generation?
100%.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We're about to show some, but I have to imagine anyone that isn't hate watching her content just because it's getting served out a lot is a literal child.
I don't think there is any of those. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't think she has a single supporter.
I mean, I hope not.
On like all of her videos, the top comment is like, if you hate Natalie Reynolds, that's the username. And then the comment is like, look at my username. And it always has the most likes. Those.
So she has 2.4 million followers on that Instagram or on that TikTok. But
oh my God,
she hasn't posted that on this account since the end of 2024. She had another account that had like 4.5 million followers. And the reason she's been going viral lately is because that, I guess, got banned.
Thank God. What about, why would she stop posting on a 2.4 million account? That doesn't make sense for a cloud goblin.
Well, she stopped posting on that one, but then she's also started another new one since then that I've seen that has like 450,000 already.
Wait, but that's weird. Unless she's like not getting paid for those anymore. Like maybe her CPM is such ass that she's like, it's not worth it.
Let me look at it.
Because if she's just a cloud goblin, posting on something that has millions of followers makes sense.
In this one, it's Nat and Zach, so it's her and her boyfriend.
Oh my God, her boyfriend is a wart on my ass. Oh, most recently, she got in a fat suit that looks like she stole all her pillows from her home.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't even funny.
I know.
Fat suit, she's Tinder like date, Denny's. Prank gone wrong.
You'll realize this quickly, but 99% of her, like it's all fake. It's not like she's actually on a Tinder date. She's
Wait
just
a
like,
second.
It's just so
You think
stupid.
This is fake?
Oh my God.
But there is more sinister aspects to this, because I think that there's one thing like staging content in public, which I do think she does constantly. I don't think anything she does is real. However, I also do question like how much the workers and stuff are in on it with
same,
what she's doing.
Same, I don't think this is like a pre-planned kind of thing. I think she...
No, I think she's staging it, but like not letting anybody other than her crew know that she's staging it.
And I've always said I hate pranks because it makes me so uncomfortable to like disrupt other people's. And that's why we don't like vlogging, because we're like, oh my God, we're like making a scene. Anyway, that was from February of 2024. So correct, she has not posted on this. This was an account though called Nat and Zach. So I think it was her and her boyfriend most of the time. It looks like it's just her. She also really overly sexualizes herself. So that's how she gets like people to click on it. But then it's like weirdly stupid content once you do. The reason I first found out who she was is because I like pulled a link to cover this actually, but then it just didn't seem like there was really enough there to have it be like a full topic, is that she'd been like religiously copying this other creator named Brooke Monk.
Oh, I think I know who that is.
All of her content, it's like the same, and it's her and her boyfriend, so she'll like get both of them. And then Brooke Monk eventually came out and did a video. I think it was like she had a friend that looked like her or something, so it was like like double, so then she couldn't do it and she stopped.
Oh my God, that's pretty smart.
And then Natalie had put out like a crying video. Like she fake cries all the time. She put out some kind of video where she's like,
it's so bad.
She didn't copy anyone and blah, blah. It's just so cringy. But here's some of her copying Brooke.
What am I supposed to say again?
I trust my girlfriend.
But I don't.
What am I supposed to say again?
I trust my girlfriend.
But I don't.
So literally would wear the same color shirt. That's
tactic. That's the point. She would literally copy it to a T as much as she could.
Love that little rat.
And it became, I think she did it because she knew people knew she was copying her. And then she just like leaned into it. Like she wants to be the most hated person on the internet. It was insane. She did like hundreds of them, I want to say.
Well, that's obnoxious. So she's always been like the laziest form of creator, whether it's rage bait or whether it's copying. She's not really willing to put in the effort to create content.
And specifically, this is a weird combination of the two. This is rage baiting because people know she's copying her, but then she's also copying the content, so
true.
She doesn't have to think of anything.
Maybe she
herself.
Wanted to elicit that response. Yeah.
Oh, that is 100% why she did it. It was not like a secret, like, I hope she doesn't notice that I'm... It wasn't like the lawsuit situation we just covered where the girl, like, blocked her so she wouldn't see it. She wanted people to think that she was copying her. Before we go any further, we have another word from another sponsor, Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter is my favorite cat litter ever, and it just makes being a cat owner so much easier. It's low dust, controls odors like no other litter I've ever used before, and a single bag can last you for up to a month because you don't have to change out the full litter as often as traditional litter.
And it's these clear crystals that are different from normal cat litter, and when your cat pees in it, if they have a health problem, it changes colors. So it alerts you to like go to the vet and see if there's anything wrong.
Yeah, specifically, it's the stuff that's in your cat's urine, and cats have a lot of urinary tract issues, kidney issues, things like that. So it's nice to have that peace of mind.
And one of the best parts is it ships right to your door, so you don't have to lug a bunch of heavy litter to and from the store.
And if you want to try out Pretty Litter for yourself right now, you can get 20% off your first order and get a free cat toy at prettylitter.com/DWKT.
That's prettylitter.com/DWKT for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy.
Pretty Litter cannot detect every feline health issue, nor can it prevent or diagnose diseases. A diagnosis can only come from a licensed vet. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. And thank you so much to Pretty Litter for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
So her boyfriend, heavily involved in a lot of these too. She is really appealing to the MAGA group. I don't know if she's either really doing, like she's really in the MAGA cult, or if she's just doing it because she knows there's money.
Here's the thing. I feel like there's two elements of her that fucking piss me the fuck off. And this is definitely one of them. I don't care if you think that this is just like rage baiting or you're just grifting to MAGA people, I don't give a fuck. To say what she said is so upsetting.
It's like HRH collection.
Yeah, but they're all demons. Like, no, that's what I'm
saying.
Awful.
It's like, it doesn't matter if you think it or not. You're still saying it. You're putting it out there and you're like getting other people riled up that think the same thing.
The internet is not going to like to hear this, but I actually agree with what ICE is doing. First of all, I disagree with how the protests are going. I think it's ridiculous. And second of all, if you hate this country so much, then why don't you leave? Why are you burning the American flag in front of our faces and then proudly waving a Mexican flag? Weren't you trying to leave that country so bad? And now you're trying so hard to be here, but you're trying to destroy our land in front of our faces. And these illegal immigrants are playing a victim mindset, saying, oh, I'm such a nice person. It doesn't matter. You broke the law. You did not follow the law. Therefore, you are suffering the consequences of your own actions.
Girl, if it was about breaking the law, and like, I've seen a lot of people post this, that being an illegal immigrant is actually a civil infraction. It's not like a criminal, like, you don't get thrown in prison for the rest of your life. It's not like you murdered someone.
Also, sure, you want to call it, you want to even verbalize it like that. You want to say, okay, they're illegal. That like already is just like so boggling to my brain. I have family members. I have people who came to this country depending on immigration laws that saw their humanity in order for them to exist here. And that's why my family is here. That's why I'm here. Okay, because they were allowed to come here on like a certain stipulation. Right now it's fucking impossible. Mm-hmm. And people are going to immigration lawyer meetings and court hearings and being deported from there when they were not supposed to be.
The hearings are getting canceled and then they're met outside with,
yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous. That's illegal. They're being kidnapped into unmarked cars,
literally, and U.S. citizens are being kidnapped as well. Like, yeah, it's absolutely
because
fucking
they're just basing it off of racial profiling,
literally. But then also it's just so rich to see a blonde white girl just be like, if you came here to our country, bitch, this isn't your fucking country, okay? You know what? This country was built on the back of fucking people that look nothing like you. You know what that tells me? That you're the fucking one that doesn't belong here, bitch. Like, it's just so insane.
People equating like, well, they're legal, they deserve this. Are you watching what's happening to
have
these
you
people?
Seen
because
the
they
families?
Don't treat school shooters like they're treating some of these
they
people.
They would never. They buy them Burger King before they take them to prison.
It's insane. So I'm like, oh, consequences of your own actions.
No. I do feel though with her on this one, although this absolutely could be a grift, this is rage bait. If it's rage bait, it's working, bitch. I'm enraged. But
I feel like you wouldn't say this unless you meant it.
She fucking believes this shit. She's getting too into it, and like the rhetoric, like, I just feel like this is her real belief. And then also, if this isn't your belief and like secretly you thought that what's happening is awful, you couldn't even stomach it to say these words.
No.
Knowing what's happening.
I couldn't imagine seeing some of the clips I've seen and then being like, but like, they deserve this. No. I watched a friend post on Instagram, a man that was with his 13-year-old son, and he was at a car wash. I don't think it was a police officer. I think it was either an ICE person or a military. But they ran up to this man with an AR-15 that they pointed at his head and tackled him to the ground.
It's just inhumane.
And my friend witnessed it, and she's like, it was traumatizing.
Yeah.
Like, watching it happen and not being able to do anything, and like, it's just disgusting. So for people to be like, well, they're illegal, they deserve this.
You know how lucky you are to be able to say that in a country that you were just born into, in a privileged position with parents that probably had, if not a ton of money, enough money for you to be comfortable and feel comfortable saying shit like this. It's just like, because you got lucky, you have no humanity, you don't understand how a parent could want to protect their child. Like, no, she doesn't. Because all of the rest of the stuff we're going to cover, she doesn't have that. She has no empathetic bone in her fucking
body. No empathy whatsoever. I clicked on her Twitter, which I don't think she's particularly active, but you'll never guess who she was interacting with.
Trying to think of all the worst people in my head.
Do you want to do some guesses?
Can you give me like a general category that I can choose from?
Criminal.
Oh, that doesn't narrow it down. Donald Trump?
He's a sibling.
Criminal sibling? Why can't I get it? Is it going to be a jump scare? Oh, she has box braids.
That's literally a whole narrative. And it's like, white girls can have braids. You didn't invent them.
Yeah, I can't wait till all your hair falls out.
From her own account, she is posting a picture of herself and it says, why would this white girl braid her hair like this? So racist and disrespectful.
You know what's so funny is that no grown adult usually will get beads like that. It's for like children usually.
Yeah, literally. It's like when they're in the Bahamas.
She went to like the Bahamas or Dominican Republic and they ate her up. They took her for everything she was worth. I love it.
Here's one. It's a picture of her and it says, Vikings Kings were the first to introduce braids to the world. Braids weren't invented by a skin color.
Okay, whoa, Vicky. Like, she gets exposed. She says that she gets knocked out by a WWE champion.
Oh, but that was nice. The I like watching her get specifies kicked
a little bit.
Then the community note is that the person was never even on the WWE roster. He is on the sex offenders list, though.
Well, as long as he could kick. Oh, God, this is an interesting Twitter feed.
I know. I was like, oh, wow. She has a lot of videos of her shooting guns.
In a bikini, of course, great again. As you do. Very safe.
But no, here is where.
Oh, Andrew Tate's
one
brother.
One of the Tate brothers. Basically, like, he asked her, it was the brother, so Tristan Tate, who they just got charged, convicted. They definitely just got charged
definitely
for, like,
sex traffickers, I feel like I could say. I feel like that's
but
a
there was,
sentence.
Like, a recent development where it's, like, it actually went through.
Maybe, yeah.
But I guess he DM'd her and said, want to stream? And she said, no, just following your story narrative, I wouldn't stream on Kick for $1 billion. Also, I'm not a streamer. And he says, okay, haha, totally
oh, wait,
get it.
So she denied him? Oh, no, this is him posting
oh,
it.
Oh, she, opposite. Yeah, sorry. She asked him to stream and he said no. I don't really understand the whole narrative here, but basically she says, how is me asking him to stream an issue so other streamers can, but I can't? I've never said one bad thing about either Tate brother. The thing that makes me cringe is the thousands of corny men like Myron, who's the guy on Fresh and Fit podcast.
Oh, I know him.
Trying to be just like them. Free the Tate brothers.
Yeah, this person is a demon amongst us. I don't know. She doesn't have human characteristics. She's a lizard.
Yeah, like, literally the only redeeming thing, and it doesn't redeem her at all, is that she, like, doesn't like the Myron guy and just shits on him.
That's surprising, actually. But I feel like if he said one nice thing about her, she'd just go all in.
One, I think it's for different reasons. It's not because, like, he's mean to women.
Yeah, definitely not. But she...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
She's transphobic. She's Islamophobic, I imagine. All the phobics.
There's no shortage of any problematic
ism. Is she catching a dolphin?
That's
Is that a shark?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
Why?
That makes me sad.
Leave him in. He belongs in the water.
It belongs in the water, and I hope it could turn around and bite your toe off. Anyway, okay.
So those were some interesting finds that I discovered on her Twitter feed, which also has not been updated since 2024.
But
I don't know why she abandoned
here.
All of her
So regardless
accounts,
of her having multiple inactive accounts and being addicted to clout.
She just pivots slightly.
And neglecting other social media platforms. She is still very much here, and she may be worse. Actually, because I think she started streaming, right?
I don't know.
That's where this clip came from, I'm pretty sure, that we're going to watch, which is, like, actually so fucking hard to watch.
So, yeah, there's other scandals, too. Our researcher put one where she, like, goes to a gym and she doesn't have any pants on. They're painted on. And, like,
what?
They, like, try and kick her out.
Jesus Christ. I did see one where she supposedly didn't get the labubu that she wanted, and so she smashed it on the ground.
Out.
And it didn't look like the employee was in on it.
No. And side note, I'm so confused by the labubu.
I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it.
I just don't understand.
I think they're cute, but I also have no idea what's happening. And I think it's just consumerism and I'm scared. Okay, go ahead.
It's giving, like, Beanie Babies.
Oh, it is.
Obsession.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's, like, grown adults, so I don't really understand. But then all of the past stuff, I feel like it's problematic for sure and, like, bad because it's, like, racist and transphobic and all that. But this is like I feel
you're
like those
hurt
have repercussions just from, like, contributing to the narrative. This is like her actions are disgusting and could have killed someone.
Yeah.
And it's fucking crazy.
Basically what happened was, I think this was on stream because it says Kick on the screen, but basically she offered a homeless woman $20 to jump into a lake, and then that's, like, what led up to this, and then this is the footage of it.
You said it was okay.
You said you wanted to swim.
You told me to jump in.
I didn't tell you to jump in.
Yes, fucking bitch.
Thank you guys. We're gonna have you guys do that. Wait, who is that? The f-
I can't swim. I can only float.
Dude, you might literally die.
No, stop. Seriously, don't stop. Please, you're actually freaking me out. No, please. Please, God. No.
The woman is saying, I can't swim. I can only float. And she is laughing. And yeah. She left her there.
What the f***? She says she's trying.
Oh, this is bad.
We leave.
Oh, this is bad.
We're all these fucking morons that are with her.
Sorry, I didn't know. She said she's drowning. She said she's drowning.
I think you literally just hurt her.
No, I didn't. I swear. I didn't. Let's go.
God, your voice is like grating.
She's drowning in the lake.
God, there's a fire truck.
Oh my God.
Nah, this is bad. Natalie. Wait, this is really bad.
I feel like I'm gonna throw up. I actually feel ill. Like, genuinely. That is one of the most disturbing things I think we've ever seen on the show, where it's just like, from beginning to end, she just lacks the ability to give a shit about anything around her. And I think she might be an actual fucking clinical sociopath who may murder someone someday. Like, that level of, like, what are you doing? Where it's like, first of all, homeless people are not your toys. They are human beings.
That's what I was going to say. We already see so often people exploiting homeless people.
Yeah.
And like dangling the carrot in front of them, being like, yes. Ooh, we'll give you this if you do this. And it's like fucking dance, monkey, dance. But then on top of it, once you like, she shouldn't have obviously done it to begin with. It's super fucked up. But then you're going to have her like jump in the water to humiliate her.
What is the point of that? Like, even as like a content thing, it's just literally to humiliate her and dehumanize her. Like, that's what's entertaining to her personally.
100%. And then once things start to go south and she's aware of it, she's laughing.
Yeah.
Like, maniacally laughing that entire time. And then is like, we need to leave. Let's go and run away before we don't get in trouble. Because
then on the way out, sees a fire truck to rescue this woman because she cannot swim. And you didn't give her $20
to see if she's okay.
Just literally didn't give her anything. No money. Useless fucking scum of the earth. Genuinely. I honestly have to put pressure on places like Kick, places like TikTok. And I know that TikTok has banned her before. Nobody can allow her on any platform. She cannot be allowed to continue to make content. She is a monster. Like, she is somebody who cannot be trusted online.
This New York Post article says, Reynolds defended her actions in a follow-up stream, claiming she left at the instruction of her team.
Yeah.
You mean the tools that were filming
the
for you?
The one with a mullet to your left and the idiot to your right with a fucking backpack?
Literally. I'm like,
that's not
your team.
Those are two idiots, you know.
Oh, wait. And also, the like, what led her to have the lady jump in is allegedly she had offered the woman $20 to jump into the water to retrieve an item as a part of a scavenger hunt event in which the streamer claimed to be taking part in. Guess what? I'm sure there was no scavenger hunt.
Yeah, I'm sure you're just a fucking horrible person and that's you trying to save your ass now, which that confuses me even, because I'm like, if your thing is rage bait, why try to save your ass? What's the point?
Like, legal repercussions, I guess.
I guess. But she's going to end up like Vitaly, fucking arrested in the Philippines. Because
no,
fuck around
though.
And find out, bitch. Like, that's life.
Then it says the influencer also brushed back criticism, saying the incident will be forgotten in a week.
Yeah, not if I have anything to do with it. That's why I honestly wanted to cover her, because I'm like, no, you need to be like, this is a do we know them? We need to fabricate like a most wanted do we know them list. And she's on it.
She's going to win an award for sure at the end
of
the year.
Absolutely. Biggest monster, rotten bitch. That's the award I just made up in my head. Like, it's literally just awful.
This person called her human scum. And I feel like that's pretty accurate.
That's nice, actually. I feel like I've been far meaner. Where are her parents? Where are her family? Does she have family? Does she have anyone that has a brain or thoughts? Well, anyway, there was one other thing that basically our researcher had actually shown it to us. Oh, no, it wasn't her. Was it Lewis? Somebody had sent this to us like, you guys should cover this. And then Lily was like, that's absolutely fake. This girl is like, you clocked it right away. But it was essentially her going viral for banging on the doors at TikTok headquarters because she had been banned.
Well, but then also allegedly the person filming it was not part of her team. It was like a random person has been following her around and filming her and stuff. And it's like, no. Right off the bat was like, that's not real. She's fake crying because she's also posted a bunch of other fake crying shit on her page. But also, the door she's banging on is an exit and there's not even a handle on it. So it's like definitely not the entrance. But then also, someone on Reddit, I guess, claimed to be a former employee and says that's not even the right building.
Yeah, I was about to say that's probably not. It's just like a random. Can you imagine the people going to work that day at that random building? They're just like, there's a fucking lunatic outside banging on the door.
Literally. Well, so allegedly she got banned from TikTok because of that video.
Good. Great. Which, love it.
I don't know how that works because I don't think she reposted it. So like, did they ban people based on behavior even if they're not the ones putting it in their content?
I feel like if it gets to a certain point where someone's doing something criminal and it's being like, I feel like it's just a bad look to still house that person on your platform. So I could see them making a decision like that.
My doubts are only that like her old account still exists and like she's already made a new one and exists.
Yeah, but if she hasn't posted since 2024, it could still exist and she may not. I don't know if she even has access to it. Because again, why wouldn't she post on an account that has millions of followers?
She posts so much, but yeah. And these are all literally getting a ton of views because she has been going viral. Don't go watch her content if you are watching this.
Yes, thank you.
Or only watch reuploads. I think this is after the other TikTok got banned. This was only 4 days ago.
I have been banned on TikTok and I wake up every day so sad with so many people telling me to just give up. I just can't take it anymore. And I've decided it's my time to go. I will be living the internet for good and work a normal job.
We wish.
And have a normal life. To the people that
literally
dislike
that's
me,
a dream.
Congrats, you won, because I cannot do this anymore. And to the people that support me, I will always love you.
Nobody supports you.
Like, I don't even have to point out that the fake crying by just putting mascara placement under, I mean, like,
this is poor theater. This isn't even good theater.
Horrible at acting. So that was 4 days ago. How many posts has she done since then?
A trillion.
She didn't leave the fucking internet.
Obviously she didn't. Yeah.
She's also fake cried literally in the exact same outfit about something else earlier.
Oh, she role plays as Trump. That's fun. She already has the tan for it, so it makes sense. I wanted to have the conversation of like what someone's life would look like this off of camera. And I'm trying to think of the things that she probably says of like, yeah, I just say whatever, but like, obviously that's not what I really think. How do people support that? How can anyone just be like, oh, period? Because I understand doing a job that you don't love for money. Everybody does
that. This is a different level.
Right. So I wonder, does she just not have those personal relationships and the only one she does is with her dork boyfriend? Like, that has to be it.
And because her, like,
I can't imagine she's close to her mommy and daddy.
Her team.
I can't imagine they're proud of her.
It's just so weird. And then the first few piercings, they all went super viral. 4 million, 1.9 million, 4.6 million.
First few piercings?
And it's saying she's giving herself piercings, but like, spoiler alert, she's not.
Oh my God, there's like 1,000 of them.
Oh, this one.
Why
waxing my nunu at school. This
not
is a real video she posted.
Ashley Torino?
Wax my meow meow with me at school. Hopefully no one sees this. I'm so nervous. Here we go.
Said hopefully no one sees this. I'm so nervous.
3, 2, 1.
Oh my God, I hate her. I hate her.
Oh my gosh, that hurts so bad. It ripped out my Christina piercing.
Yeah, that's even weird because she's like infantilizing it to like make it childish, but then has like a hairy bush.
I mean, one of the comments says, you're 26.
Yeah.
Not to say that people
are
over the age.
Because it's not
like
yours. We know you didn't finish.
Can go to school. But it's like, what? It's like stuff like that. Or like, it's like giving myself. What's a Prince Albert piercing? Do I want to know?
Oh, you don't.
Giving myself a Prince Albert piercing.
First of all, Prince Albert piercings are like literally a man thing. It goes through the whole of your peepee.
Someone says Prince Albert piercing is a male piercing.
Yeah,
babes,
that's what
you
I'm
can't
saying.
Get a Prince Albert piercing. But that's why she does it, because then everyone's going to comment that and give her a bunch of engagement.
Yeah, it passes through the urethra and exits on the underside of the penis near the head.
That's
she's
the
so
thing
fucking
is, there's no
stupid
positive comments. Like, they're all.
Well, that's the thing. That's what she
so
loves. That's what she thrives
and she doesn't
off
care.
Of. And that's the thing is, like, it's not that we're giving her what she wants, but again, putting her on a most wanted type of situation, just being like, look out for this person. If you see anything of her, because I can imagine she's going to do like different routes to go viral, like the TikTok headquarters thing that got presented to us, because people are like, is this real? Like some random influencers doing that? No, this is a goblin, a ghoul, a demon amongst us.
Look at how we started with the Brooke Monk copying. Then she has like the rage baiting with like the braids.
It's like a little snake slithering all over.
Exactly. And then she has fucking like morally bankrupt, like just
prank stuff.
Awful behavior, like the homeless person. When is she going to stop? What? When is she going to pivot to something that takes
honest,
it too far
I,
that she's
I
like going to get arrested?
That it's not that she stops. Yeah, I hope that she is stopped. And I hope that she does go to prison. I genuinely do. It's very rare that I would wish that for someone, but I do believe that she needs to be out of society.
I think she's banking a little too hard on her pretty privilege and white privilege. Correct. And is like,
bingo,
who's gonna get me in trouble? And it's like,
a lot of people.
You keep up and with guess this what? Shit, someone. Yeah.
And you're also like, especially like the ICE thing and stuff. Do you understand the state of the world right now? You don't understand how angry people are. You're so stupid. You're genuinely the dumbest. At the very
least, I feel like I wouldn't mind seeing her get punched in the face.
I did like the kicking video. I did. Not that we're condoning violence, but I liked that video where she got kicked in the face.
And we also don't condone giving hate, but in this circumstance, you know.
A little bit wouldn't hurt anybody. A little bit.
We can't stop you.
We can't. We're not your mom. We're not your dad. No, she's awful and I hate it. And I'm so sorry that we had to subject you to it. We had been sent links and stuff and people are like, cover her. And because again, she's like so convoluted and does things here and there and tries to go viral. And all I will say, I will never mention her again. Okay. I'll say that. Unless it's like in passing to talk about
unless she does something horrible and then we'll maybe talk about it.
Unless it's, I mean, it has to be super horrible. But like in general, this is our consensus on her. She is the worst of the fucking worst. And if you've seen one thing, like you've seen her crash out over the TikTok headquarters thing, whatever, there is worse out there. And we did want to show you that so that you understand who this human being is.
Hey girlies, we have an update from our favorite person and she just continues to get worse. So this is her response to the lake incident. You know, the one where she told a homeless woman that she would pay her $20 to jump in a lake and then she ran away when the lady said she couldn't swim. Yeah, this is her response.
This is a public apology to the lady I left in the lake and almost ruined her entire life. I'm calling it right now.
Hello?
Hi, this is Natalie Reynolds from The Lake Situation.
Oh my god, it's Natalie from The Lake.
Yeah, I just was calling to say that I'm really sorry and I regret it so bad.
Oh, listen, it's okay, I've been trying to talk to you for so long.
I know.
Don't worry, sweetie, it's okay, we all mess up.
Thank you so much, it really means a lot to me.
Well. I don't think there's a whole lot to say, and I hope that we're all in agreement that she is disgusting, this is disgusting, and did I say she's disgusting? Because she is. Anyway, that's it. Back to us.
And
especially if you come across it and you think maybe it's just like funny rage bait, like it's not just funny. It has like bigger implications than that. But also, I do just want she's a very pretty girl. She does not put a lot of creativity into her posts, but even to be doing what she does, like she's not stupid. I mean, she's stupid.
No, she's
like,
stupid. You know what Wait, I mean? Where are you like, going with this? She's stupid.
Well, just that it's like, I hate that people like this, like, what a waste. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I'm sure you could build a following doing actual content that
isn't
awful.
Yeah, it's a shame that she's
awful.
So insecure that she doesn't believe that she's capable of that. Building a following off of having an actual personality, not just being the worst.
Yeah.
And just take it from Joey Salads. Elsewhere. Take it from, I mean, you would think like people like Jake Paul and stuff, maybe he did rage bait to a certain extent, but you can tell that, I mean, listen, I don't like the guy, but he has a passion for being in that world content and creating or like when he was boxing, like he had a passion for that and he put that at kind of like the forefront of what he was doing, even though he was annoying and did pranks and stuff that was way too far. She doesn't have that. So she's going to disappear. Nobody's going to care about
her. I mean, she
her.
Does have persistence. That's
yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like, people will get over this eventually. Like, again, like the Joey Salads.
And then she'll pivot
and
do something else. Yeah. I feel like she's one of those people that will keep falling off and then she resurfaces and, like, it's for a different reason. And that's why I think people should know because same with HRH Collection.
Yeah.
She would get turned into memes and stuff. And it was funny, maybe on a one, like, on an individual basis. But then if you realize what she does for the rest of her content, you don't, like, you shouldn't support her. And a lot of people do support her because they don't see the full extent of her content.
Yeah. And what I will say is that good luck getting a job when you fade away into nothing on the internet, Natalie Reynolds, because that is going to be a bitch. And you have no idea what you've done to your life, really.
Yeah. You better fucking forever, change honey. Your name and get some plastic surgery to alter your appearance.
Yeah. You're going to need, like, a skin suit to be able to fucking get a job. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. I know you guys are gonna be mad at me. I'm sorry, okay? But it needed to be done. Did it actually? I don't know. Anyway, we love the internet.
Yes, please.
You know what? I will do one that does the opposite of what Natalie Reynolds does, which is it actually kind of restores my faith in humanity. And not because it's like a beautiful, sweet moment. It's just like two humans humaning. You know what I mean? And I really like it.
Okay.
You know when people ask like, how are you? Good. How are you? It's like that quote in Finding Dory where he's like, newsflash, nobody's good. Like, you know, well, this is the opposite. This is somebody answering that honestly. And I really like it.
Hi, how are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm okay. My car kind of smells like pasta salad, which is annoying. But you having a good day?
Do you see your car smells like pasta salad?
Yeah, it does. I went to a pool party and I left it in there and I forgot about it, and now I'm just getting you probably get a whiff of it when I come up to the window.
You know what? Honestly, I kind of want to smell it on purpose.
That's okay.
Yeah. Are you having a good day?
Besides the smell part, yes.
Okay. What are we feeling today? What are we ordering?
Okay. Today I am feeling, I will, can I please have a grande iced latte with extra brown sugar?
So extra brown sugar, we've got 4 pumps in there already. How many extra are we doing?
I suppose we should do 5.
I think that's a good thing.
That's a good
what
thing. For you? Yeah.
And then I will do extra caramel drizzle if you don't mind.
I do not mind ever.
Wonderful.
Anything else? Is the 2% milk in there floating our boat?
That does float my boat.
Okay, great. Anything else?
That will be all.
All right, we'll see.
I would have been like, I'm sorry, are we going to kiss or something? What's going on here? I feel some connection. I don't know. Am I crazy?
That will be all. Here I come.
No, the pasta salad thing did make me laugh. It actually especially made me laugh that like a man answered at first. And then when she said the pasta salad thing, a woman was like, I'm sorry, did you say pasta salad?
No, that was one of the better drive-thru exchanges I've heard.
Yeah, so, you know, fun human stuff.
You know, let's do a friend shout-out. Did you know Grace Helbig has been doing a lot of skits? She's returned to the internet after her, she beat breast cancer. Congratulations.
Love that. Congrats. Amazing.
And she started posting a lot of skits, and it's usually her interacting with, like, herself. It's like her like subconscious, or like she'll like, will, like, pop into the room and like they argue and stuff. This one she just put out, and it's her calling Jesus.
Oh, interesting premise. Okay.
It has to do with the current goings on in LA.
Oh, okay.
Called Jesus.
And ketamine therapy.
Waza.
I'm not doing it.
Waza.
I'm not doing the Budweiser commercial from the
Waza.
I have a quick question.
Make it quick. I'm having a rot day.
All human beings. Are human beings, right?
Is this a riddle?
All human beings are human beings, right?
Don't f*** with me.
All human beings are human beings.
Yeah, that's the definition of humanity.
So then all human beings deserve human rights.
Yep.
Equally.
Yeah.
Because all human beings are
human
beings.
Could not have made it any easier for you.
Some people are not getting it down here.
God, they're so stupid. Sorry, I didn't mean
Some people think that other people are not human beings, and they think that you said that.
My name.
I know.
I'm not dying again.
Don't do that.
My therapist told me to put up a boundary.
Good for you.
This is why I'm not coming back.
I don't want to tell you what to do, but this might be like a cool time to like smite some people.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna start smiting.
Ooh. Okay, be for real with me. Should I do soft waves?
Oh my God. No, honestly, period. There are some things that I'm just like, I don't think you get it. You know, whatever you're saying, I don't think you get it.
I appreciate her ability to take something, have it be like communicating her stance on the situation, but then
it's
also
humorous.
Making it funny.
Yeah, yeah, no, hard to do. Love that.
Love Grace, and glad that she's back making content.
Yes, definitely. Well, anyway, guys, this has been quite the episode, but that's the end of it, and we've reached the end. So now we will end it. You know that quote from Astorino where she's like, that's what we'll do, and then we'll do that. I always think about that. Anyway.
No, so. But I was like, yes, so we're ending it.
Anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, as always, we appreciate you very much. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Cheers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.